ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
In Jesus' precious name. So we've been running a series on kingdom finances. Today, we are supposed to talk about priorities. Priority. When it comes to kingdom wealth, what is the priority every believer should set? I will just touch on what I will touch in the next 20 minutes, because I still want us to give thanks to God. There is a room for thanksgiving today. Psalm 37. I read from verse 24 to 31. We need to develop this mindset as we set a priority. Said, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm still young. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendant begging for bread. The righteous is ever merciful and lent, and his descendants are blessed. But he says the righteous also depart from evil and do good, and dwell in the land forevermore. Say, for the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his own. They are preserved forever. But the descendant of the wicked shall be cut off. Making a comparison now. Says verse 29, says, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Said, the mouth of the righteous will speak wisdom, and his tongue will talk of justice. Said, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. We've started this series, but I want us to address something. This morning is the mindset of the believer, because that mindset will help us to set our priority when it comes to the subject of kingdom wealth. Every believer should integrate this kingdom mindset into our giving. And you know, when we say giving here, yeah, if you've been at this series, this is the fourth one. We are not talking just about money. There are many things that God has blessed us with that God expects us to share. In 1 Timothy 6:17, let's see the mind of God. Again, 1 Timothy 6:17. He said, command. He didn't say advice. Command. Command means we all have the tendency to forget. Command means because we have the tendency to misplace our priorities. He said, command those who are rich in this present age, who are rich with resources of this present age, not to be haughty, not to be full of pride, not to trust in uncertain riches, but our trust is not in those riches, in those blessings, but in the living God, who gives us, not scarcely, not sparsely, he gives us richly all things to enjoy. Matthew chapter 6. We read verses 19 to 21. So the subject of wealth, abundance, will always be part of life in God's kingdom. He said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on the earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. Even though some people have preached the other way about this, but we will get into it this morning to have a full understanding of what Jesus is saying here. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So Jesus, in this verse, actually played on human being desire for wealth. If you read that verse closely, it did not say, if you are truly spiritual and desire my kingdom, don't desire treasure. We can read again. And we read again so that people can get it. It said, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. It didn't say we should not lay up. But what he said to us is that the treasure must be laid up with priority checks. Because wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be. Later on in the damn verses, he says, you can't serve God and mammon. So, if your heart is on God, treasures will come. But if you don't set that priority, when treasures come, it can take hold of you. So, don't serve two masters. Set the priority. God didn't say don't lay up treasure. As a matter of fact, in the series that we have done, you see the subject of money is even much more than the subject of prayer fasting in the Bible. So it means God has an intention. It means he has a purpose at the back of his mind. But you know, we've learned that where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Where priority is not set right, we can have what the Englishman called misplacement of priorities. And wherever there is misplacement of priority, there is error. And wherever there is error, there is evil works. Praise God. I said praise the Lord this morning. So, what Jesus said is, where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. So I said to you by the word of the Lord this morning, it is not sinful to desire wealth. Rather, what is sinful is to desire the wrong kind of wealth. Or desire that wealth for wrong reason. I can desire wealth to be able to show people. I can desire wealth to be able to become a blessing to people. There is a difference. So it's priority. Priority. That's what Jesus is saying. God knows that for here, for you and I to do things here, money has its place. Wealth has its place. For you and I to execute, because that's what people understand as language here. For you to have a thriving television ministry, for example, for church, it requires a lot of money. It requires a lot of things that we are going to invest into multimedia. For us to have the message preached all over the world, it will require travel. It will require using equipment to preach. It will require, even not just preaching, it will require us taking food into all those places. It will require us doing medical support. It will require us having mobile operating theater vehicles that we can power. Even when we enter into a community where there are no lights, we can still power. We can, medical personnel can do what they're supposed to do and then preach after. All those things will require wealth. They don't spend money in heaven. So, but in the bid to do it while we are here, setting our priority, Jesus is saying, we are setting up for ourselves treasure in heaven. He said, when men see your good works, it's not good words, works. Works will require money. So, the priority for the believer is to set their priority right. Once you set it, an opportunity comes to you, you are able to manage the resources that God is bringing into your life. Can I have an amen this morning? You know that scripture is simply also suggesting that when we don't set the priority and we pursue wealth for ourselves, we will make, if I know human beings very well, little, we will make idol and serving this God. But Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6, 24. You can't serve God and mammon. Anything that takes the place of God in our hearts, it is called mammon. It is called an idol. Mammon is in charge of money, but idol generally, anything that competes for the space of God in our hearts, in our lives. And if you ask me, in this part of eternity, money plays a major role. The reason why we wake up 4 a.m. in the morning, sleepwalk into the bathroom, is to be able to get a paycheck at the end of the month. The reason why you stay all night on that proposal to be able to have a good presentation at that business meeting is what we call in exchange, what we call in exchange for that service you are about to render. So, but the priority must be set right. We can't be pursuing money at the expense of our family. That's misplacement of priority. We can't be pursuing money at the expense of relationship. That is misplacement of priority. We can't be pursuing money for all ourselves alone to consume. That is misplacement of priority. So when we understand the priority very well, we are able to know that all blessings come from God. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. We read verses 11 and 12. This is priority. Everything we have. This is the kingdom mindset. It says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness. How many of us want to be great here this morning? I want to be. I want my life to be a blessing. But that greatness belongs to God. I can be great for myself and take on accolades of men. But he said, yours, O Lord, is the greatness. How many of us want to operate in power? I want to. I want to be able to master my environment. He said, but yours, that's Lord, is the greatness, is the power, is the victory, is the majesty. He said, for all that is in heaven and in heart is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted as head over all. If all of us human beings will understand this verse only, nobody will join any cult. And you see where parity checks come in. Nobody will desire any power somewhere else. Because he says, power belongs to God. Victory belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. And verse 12 now says, riches and honor comes from him. And then you reign over all. He said, in your hand. You know, we jokingly said it some few weeks back. that at least some of us have been reading Forbes, modern people, at least. I don't know when they started that magazine, but since they started, an herbalist have not appeared on that. That it has power to make people rich. So when people sell their power, there's no need to look for wealth anywhere else. Say, riches and honor. Honor. Some people pay to get doctorate degree. Some people pay to get into professorship. Some people pay to get anything they want to get in life. But he said honor comes from God. And he reigns over all. In his hand is power and might. And in his hand is to make great and give strength to all. That's the kingdom mindset. So when we make Jesus the Lord of our lives and set our priority right to manage the resources that he has given us, we become wealthy in true sense of all. That's it. And you know, one of the things that has put people under pressure in our world is the law of comparison. People want to, when people can see something physically, that's when they believe it. I know that mindset. But at the same time, you have to see it before you see the manifestation. There is a seeing before seeing. And it's a question of priority. You know why it's called rat race? That no matter how good one may be in that race, at the end of the day, one is still a rat. That's why it's called rat race. It brings pressure. It brings sorrow. That's why what 1 Timothy 6 was saying. So, when we understand that God provides for our needs and bless us with abundance, not just for ourselves, but for other people, then that blessings enable us, because it's a mindset, to help other people who are in need. That blessing will help us in our own life and keep us from debt and anxiety. That blessing will help us to store up wealth in an internal storeroom. So the true wealth is how much you and I have been able to utilize what God has given us to become a source of blessing, not just to ourselves, our family, but to other people. That is the true wealth. So we can, because money, like I said last week, is just a medium of exchange, but everything is not reduced to money. Someone shares their knowledge with you. Someone shares their failure with you. Someone shares their disappointment with you. That is wealth. They don't want you to go through that same experience. And that's the mindset of the believer. That's what keeps us away from the sin of comparison. That's what keeps us away from debt. D-E-B-T. Some people buy things they can't afford. Some people buy things to impress other people. Some people buy things to want to become as a symbol of social status. No. He said we are not to trust in these uncertain riches, but to trust in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Can I do a mind shift for you a little bit this morning? You know, number one wealth that you and I have, the air we breathe. If you gasp for breath, if I'm gasping for breath now, I need what? Oxygen. I need to be aided. Otherwise, if I gasp for don't know how many minutes, fall down. Life ceases. Number two, wealth, sound mind. Because no matter the challenges, if you don't have sound mind, you can't make decisions. You can't even see solutions. So that's why he said command. Everybody desire money. If you don't desire, I do deliverance for you in this service. Everybody, every sane person, Every single person wants to master the environment. But what the Bible is saying is that we can't afford that these things, as we set priority to acquire, they take the place of God in our hearts. Praise God. What we have life, we have energy, we have time, we have body. These are wealth. That's why Jesus now made the statement in Matthew 6:33. That's not just scripture about money. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. My prayer is that the highs of your understanding will be flooded with this truth this way, and things will be added to you. A new perspective, a new paradigm, a new way of operation. I mean, in business, relationship is more important than money. In family, family is more important than money. I've said that to you. I know that alone, relationship, family, work, business, money oils everything, but our priorities should be set right. Our heart should be first on the Lord. Even when Paul was encouraging people to give in 1 Corinthians 16, he said, first, there must be a willing heart. That heart is where God deals with. The heart of man, that's the seat where it is, can either be desperately wicked. The heart is where it can also be desiring to do good. I pray that grace is multiplied over you this week. In your area of operation, you will see God. You will see the Holy Spirit will lead you. The Bible says that he leads us into green pastures. He restores our souls. I pray that the blessings of God will rest upon your walk this week. I pray that the beauty of our God will be seen over your life this week. I pray when you understand this priority, you will not run as other people are running. You will run, not run as people beat the air. You will run with precision in Jesus' name. This week is a week of blessing. It's a week of divine favor. It's a week of increase in productivity. It's a week where you will personally testify, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places, because I have a goodly heritage. You know, in closing, it says somewhere in Psalm 16, it said, God is the one who maintains our lot. One translation renders it, is the one who maintains your garden. Your life is like a garden. The Bible says we are God's garden. 1 Corinthians, we are God's garden. Your life is like that. Your family, everything that makes you is like a garden before the Lord. And he said, he's the one who maintains your lot. I pray this week, the blessings of the Lord over your household in Jesus' precious name. Shall we pray? Father, we want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for the entrance of your word that has given us understanding. Thank you for your blessing over our lives. Thank you for the kingdom. The kingdom is within us. And Lord, thank you for this blessing over the things that you have blessed us with. Our time, our life, our talent, our skills, all that we have received from you. And so, Lord, this morning, as we continue to deploy them in the marketplace, thank you for your blessing that rests upon our lives. Your beauty is seen over us. Your glory rests upon us. Your beauty is seen over the works of our hand. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Peradventure, there is someone here this morning who you can confidently say that you don't have that personal relationship with Jesus, and you just want to simply acknowledge him this morning as the Lord of your life, as the Savior of your soul. He paid the price for you. He has given you life. He said, the devil comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that ye may have life. God has laid down his life for us so that we can receive his life. And then this morning, he said, as many as received him, he said, to them gave he power to become. You want to make that decision this morning, and you raise your right hand. Let me just see you and pray with you.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudratabiola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,